The middle class, yeah.
Who characterizes a person to be a redneck?
Have a personality and beliefs somewhat like mine.
Okay, that defines it very well. Okay.
And, the white socks?
Okay.
That's not that bad, does it?
Do you have a name for a child that might be born of one white parent, one black parent?
Mulatto.
Okay.
A child with one white grandparent is a quadroon.
Mm-hmm.
A child with one white grandparent is an octoroon. A child with one great grandparent is a muscofina.
Okay. If you were black back during, before the Civil War, what would you call the man that owned you?
Matha.
Yeah. Okay. And, let's see.
It's a good thing you don't ask some of these questions.
I know.
Until you
know. Okay, what's a name that people might call real country people? I think you already said it.
Pink.
Yeah. Or the Beverly.
Hillbillies?
Yeah.
They have that before.
Okay, have you ever heard of a Hoosier? Hoosier?
Never mind.
Oh, okay.
I'll
get upset.
Iowa Hoosiers?
Is that where they're from, the Hoosiers?
Iowa Hoosiers. People from Kansas are Jayhawks.
Isn't there a football team that's Hoosiers?
Yeah.
Iowa.
That's where we got the name. Oklahoma's are Sooners.
Yeah. Arkansas Razorbacks.
No, you don't know people Razorbacks.
It's a football team.
Yeah, but I know about the people, what the people are called.
Okay. If somebody asks you what time it is and it's not quite midnight, you'd say it's midnight.
Almost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're starting to slip, but all of a sudden you catch yourself, you say, boy, this is a dangerous place. I fell down.
Almost.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if somebody's waiting for you to get ready, you know, and you're not ready yet, you say, I'll be with you in...
A moment.
Okay. Or...
A minute.
Yeah, just a minute.
Keep your britches on. I'll be there.
Okay, and if you know you're on the right way, right road to somewhere, but you're not sure of the distance, you might ask somebody.
How far is it?
Uh-huh. Okay. And if you see something you want to point out to somebody, and you're pointing it out to something nearby, you'd say to somebody, hey.
There it is.
Okay. Or look here.
Yep. Peel your eyeball.
Okay. Okay, if you want to know how many times somebody went to town, you say, how
often
do you go to town? Mm-hmm. And if you're agreeing with a friend and he says, I'm not going to do that, then you say, I'm not going to do that.
Either.
Mm-hmm. And what part of the body is this?
Forehead.
Uh-huh. Okay. And this is?
Hair.
And a man grows a?
Beard.
Mm-hmm. And this is your?
Ear.
What side?
Lobe.
And this is
right ear.
Right. And this is your
mouth.
This is your
neck.
Uh-huh. And you swallow things through your
esophagus.
Yeah. Or yeah. Okay. And the white things you chew
teeth.
With. And one of the teeth is a
tooth.
Mm-hmm. And the flesh above your gums.
Lips.
I mean above your teeth.
Gums.
Yeah. Okay. And if something's real little, like a baby bird, you say you could hold it in the
palm of your hand.
Uh-huh. And if you get mad, you double up a
fist.
And if there's two?
Two fists.
Yeah. Okay. And where two bones come together is a
joint.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Yeah. And you measure the height of a horse in?
Hands.
Uh-huh. And if there's only one?
Hand.
Right. And this is your... All of it.
Leg.
Yep. And your
foot.
Mm-hmm. And if there's two
feet.
Yes. And oh, like if you stumble over a box in the dark, you'd say you bruised your